Hello, my friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. So guys, so many people are just brought up in one tradition and they never explore any other traditions, and they don't even understand what other traditions are all about. And perhaps, you know, perhaps we're all really looking for the same thing at the core. And maybe we're all, you know, actually grasping for the same thing, and just the words are getting in the way, so to speak. So this is Guru Nanak, and this is the founder of Sikhism. This is an interesting saying: even kings and emperors with heaps of wealth and vast dominion cannot compare to an ant filled with the love of God. Very, very unusual man that could see past differences in, well, in different religions and different philosophies and different ways of thinking. And so he is the first Sikh guru, and he lived for 70 years. He was born in Talwandi, Pakistan. He left his physical body in Kartarpur, Ravi, Pakistan. And his father's name was Mehta Kalyan Chand, but was known as Kaluji. And, you know, Ji is basically a sign of reverence, like honored teacher or master even. His mother's name was Mata Tripta Ji, and his wife's name was Mata Sulkhani Ji. He had two sons. His elder son was Baba Sri Chand Ji, and his second son was Baba Lakshmi Das Ji. Born into a Hindu family, Guru Nanak rejected the notion of divisions between people based on religion. He taught that the oneness of the Creator and the fundamental brotherhood and sisterhood of all. He stated that the experience of the divine dwelled within every person, every single person. So there was no difference between people based on caste, creed, gender, or nationality. And this really did go against a lot of what was happening in the time, and even now, today. You know, that underlying realization that undeniably we are all one, even though apparently we are all so different, but at the core there is this underlying oneness. And so he understood this profoundly, and his simple but profound philosophy rested on recognizing the fundamental divinity of all people, every single one. When lived in an awareness of the divine light within all, human life could become a profound experience of love, truth, patience, peace, and contentment. Guru Nanak achieved his state of enlightenment or realization sometime around the age of 30, which seems to be a recurring theme in many cases. After disappearing into a river and meditating in the water for 3 days, he emerged having a powerful vision of the nature of reality, divinity, and human existence. He recorded that vision in a song known as Japji Sahib, the Song of the Soul. With Japji Sahib, humanity has a rare picture of what a master experienced at the moment of his enlightenment, described in his own words. And so it became the foundation of this new spiritual tradition. After his enlightenment, Guru Nanak spent 15 years traveling through India, Asia, and Persia. He brought people together of all traditions, and they sang divine songs in praise of the Creator, the creation, and the journey of the spirit through time and space. During this lifetime, he also collected songs from other mystics that resonated with his own visions and experience of the divine. After his travels, he settled down, lived as a farmer, continuing to teach those who came to learn from him. And so, you know, an amazing individual that could see the unity of all things underlying this reality. And we basically, Cindy and I, love Kirtan. And Kirtan is basically, well, it literally means response. So what happens is, in a kirtan, somebody sings out a line, and it could be a mantra, usually is a mantra. Not always. Sometimes in kirtans, we will actually sing Beatles tunes and things like that. Or, you know, Christian hymns or Native American hymns. The thing is, understanding that, you know, that we're all looking to understand the Creator. And so he recognized that every different nationality, every different race, every different tradition, they were all valid, as it's in the individual. It's where the individual is in their particular search. So you could find enlightened beings, so to speak, in any tradition. It's not about the tradition. It's about the realization that happens on the inside. And so he was able to bring all sorts of people together. And he went around and learned from others and debated with them and celebrated with them as well. So kirtans can be just an amazing blessing, a boon for the individual in them, because there's so much positive energy that can reside there. When there's tolerance and gratitude and free expression of love going on between individuals of all sorts of races, creeds, nationalities, and religious backgrounds, it's absolutely beautiful. And this is a PDF of the Japji Sahib, so I'll have that attached so you guys could read that as well. And this was an amazing individual, and I actually discovered him, or he discovered me, before I knew who he was and before I had actually understood Sikhism. And yeah, I didn't know about him. I was just meditating and this being popped into my head, and basically I got the name Guru Nanak, and I just didn't know who it was. And I didn't really do anything with that, except for another time when I was waking up and I decided to just lay there and do my Qigong, poor breathing. And then all of a sudden, the same individual, the same face popped into my head, the same name, Guru Nanak. So I grabbed a pen and paper and wrote it down. And then started to research, well, who is he? You know, because he was reaching out to me in my meditations. And this is when I found about him. And I don't think that he wants me to convert to Sikhism or anything, but I think it's part of my mission, which my mission is showing that we're all just searching. We're searching to understand the Creator and creation and our part in all that. And when I've read his writings, and we do have over here, this is the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, and this is the entirety of his major writing, which is 6,891 pages long, of which I've read most of it. I'll admit I didn't read the whole thing, but I did get through several thousand pages, as it is really repetitive when you get down to it. And when we look at some of the teachings of him, it's as if it's at the core of all of our teachings. But what has happened is dogma and that feeling of ego, that we are the only ones that have the right way, gets into humanity, and we start to lose sight of the true core of these teachings. And it's beautiful, really. It's about the true nature of God, and God lies within every single one of us. Every single one of us. And, you know, if you read some of his sayings here, which, like, listen to this one. There is but one God. His name is Truth. He is the Creator. He fears none. He is without hate. He never dies. He is beyond the cycle of births and death. He is self-illuminated. He is realized by the kindness of the true Guru. He was true in the beginning. He was true when the ages commenced and has been true ever since. He is true now. And all the time you'll hear, when you go through his writings, it's always, there is but one God. It even is written sometimes so similarly to the Bible, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one." You know, so what happens is things get twisted, ego gets in there, but we're really talking about the same thing here. And ultimately, his message is one of unity. And, you know, not trying to convert anybody to anything. And that's a beautiful thing. It's just recognizing the divinity that lies within all of us. And one of the other things that he said was, you don't have to do any rituals at all. There's no rituals that are needed. We don't have to have all this dogma. We don't have to have the rituals. We don't need priests. We don't need churches. We don't need any of that. That's all trappings of ego. And that's all basically things that can and ultimately hinder us. It's all about just simply realizing that everything you are looking at is God. God dwells in everything. And you should have a profound respect because of that. And respect others, respect animals, respect, you know, the planet. It's just obvious. When we look at everything as being part of God, part of Source, part of the oneness, then how could we not treat it with anything but profound respect and gratitude? And so that will lead to transformation. And inner transformation is the ultimate goal. And so when we see this, before becoming a Muslim, a Sikh, a Hindu, or a Christian, let's actually become a human first. And that's Guru Nanak as well. So my friends, I wanted to just give you this little introduction, and I'll have the links to the PDFs if you want to go deeper. Many people don't have a clue about other people's spirituality, about their traditions, their religions, and so they, you know, can actually view something as beautiful as this as being of devils and demons. And that is super sad, because it shows nothing but fear within one's heart and, you know, really blind ignorance. And we need to overcome this ignorance if we are going to change the world and recognize the divinity that lies within all and treat everyone with the respect that you would treat the Creator. As always, like, share, subscribe. Thank you for your support on Patreon and Ko-Fi. God bless and namaste.